Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. On the phone right now, I've got Kaylee Joy. Morning, Kaylee.
Morning.
So
how are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you. Thank you very much. We spoke to you a few years back, didn't we?
Oh, we did, yeah. Many moons ago. Yep.
That was many, many moons ago now. I think the interview's still online on phoenixfm.com, to be honest with you. But you were trying to get into the music business back then, and I now know that you've actually succeeded. Is that right?
I have, yes.
So there's going to be a lot of people right now listening and wanting to do the same thing. How? Explain your steps along the way, how you got in.
Just really perseverance and, you know, having a goal and going with it. It's, you know, meeting people, you know, trying new things and, you know, going into some studios and just like trying to push boundaries, really. And, you know, if you believe in your product and your music, then everything seems to fall into place.
So what was it like going into a professional studio, first of all?
Oh, amazing. Amazing experience. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
They are full of, I mean, the guys behind the desk are technical wizards to start with.
They are.
But secondly, they've got loads and loads and loads of equipment, and even I have no idea what they're doing with it all, to be honest with you. So how many songs have you released over the past few years?
This is my third one.
Well, that's all right. That's really good. That's really good. Do you write them all or are they written for you?
No, I write them all. Yeah. So I write them, take them into the studio and get them produced. Yeah. So I've actually done a whole album, which is due out this year, called 11/11.
And whereabouts are you releasing that to start with?
All social media platforms. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Now, I know your latest song is called Rise of the Phoenix. Is there a story behind that? I presume you wrote that one as well.
I did, yes. Yeah, the story behind it is just, it's about coming out of a dark place into, you know, a nice place in your life. It's like a transition period of that time. And I wrote it during the pandemic. So it, to me, it was kind of like a therapy. And it's, yeah, the song's all about, you know, living each day and for the moment, you know, and not reflecting on negative and the past. So it's all about, yeah, flourishing.
How long did it actually take you to write? Because it's not an easy job, is it, writing a song?
It's not. Actually, it took me about an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I got the first kind of words and then, yeah, after an hour, I was just like, okay, I've got something. It wasn't perfection,
yeah,
but I had the foundation. So once you get a hook or something, you just flow with it. So
do you, your journey on this, do you start off with the lyrics or do you start off with the song? How do you start? What way do you start?
It all depends, really. Sometimes I get like a melody and I will start writing to that. But like with this song, it was actually lyrics first. And then once I started like going with the vibes that I was writing, that's when. So it all depends on the song and how I feel. And yeah, creativity is kind of a bit, you know, yin and yang, really.
Yeah, you've got to go with it. Somebody exactly. I wrote a book years ago and somebody said to me, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night it is, if you get an idea, get up and go and do it.
Exactly.
You have to strike, don't you, when the iron's hot?
You do, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to play your latest record. And I know I wish you all the best. I mean, give your mum all the best for me, because I know your mum quite well, to be honest with you. So give her all my best. Is it as good as you thought it would be?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's only just started. So you got long, long, long road in front of you as well. So if somebody's listening right now and they want to go down the same route, give them one word that will encourage them to get to where they want to go.
Dream and dream big.